همون مرغک عشقت روی دیوار، منم اون همسایه دیوار به دیوار، منم اون مرغک عشقت روی دیوار، منم اون ساده دل عاشق دیوار، منم اون برگ گل تازه و نمدار، منم اون ساده دل عاشق بی باک، منم اون برگ گل تازه و نمدار، منم اون همسایه دیوار.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of the Middle East on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. This is Gudarz Ektidari, and now we're switching to our second part of the show, which is a very, very interesting topic. And I have the pleasure to have Linda Savoia, an artist and I guess her website said also a cook. But we're interviewing Linda for her recently published new version published of the book Alice's Kitchen. Welcome to the show there.
Thank you, Gudarz. It's wonderful to be on a show, on your show, and also that Portland has a show that features Voices of the Middle East, so that people in Oregon and those listening online can get a human and rational view of peoples that are portrayed so strangely in U.S. media.
All right, thank you. I guess it was a month ago when, during the book fair in Convention Center.
Wordstock, yes.
Yeah, the Wordstock. You had a book reading and book signing there. And let us just delve into the book. And I like to start by reading a piece that one of your readers actually wrote as a comment. And it just kind of touched my my heart when I was reading this. And that's apparently is a young Lebanese-American. And she says, as a 22-year-old Lebanese-American, I know that our food is not simply something thrown down your throat. It is love. Tell us about that love.
Well, thank you. That's a lovely way to begin. My mother, one of the things that my mother told me when I was growing up, one of the things she said repeatedly was, as I was learning to cook from her, and she and my father were immigrants from Lebanon, she said, "Dear, if you make it with love, it will be delicious." So this is kind of the mantra of the cookbook and kind of the message. If you have a positive and loving intention, the outcome will be good. And this new edition of my book, which has been out of print for a couple of years, came out in honor of my mom's 95th birthday, which she just celebrated last month in May. And the book has been out of print, as I said, and so I have a new edition, which is actually expanded. It's 256 pages instead of 216, and the book has been in demand for the last few years. So anyway, I'm very excited to have it back in print.
And besides writing this book, you have done a lot of artwork, and you have class for ceramics and design of the Islamic art. Could you tell us how people can get in touch, and where do you first the book? Where can they purchase the book?
Okay, well, the book, right now the book is just available through my website, which also has information about the classes I teach. And soon, the book has actually had a little delay with the printing, so it will be in bookstores, it will be all over the country. I'm doing a much bigger printing than I did the first time for the book, so, but right now the book is available through my website, which is www.lindasawaya.com. And that has information about a lot of the art that I do, as well as the classes I teach. A few years ago, I was invited by the Middle East Studies Center at Portland State to do an art demonstration at the World I think it's the World Beat Festival in Salem, and because of all of the anti-Arab and anti-Islamic stuff that's in the media, I thought I would like to teach Islamic tile painting or do a demonstration of Islamic tile painting. So I began with that a couple years ago, and I had been teaching classes in it. And it just seems like one of the ways that we can humanize Arabs and Islam and the Middle East through the beautiful arts. And, of course, the cookbook is a way of bringing the foods which are so popular in our society, making those more accessible, because there are so many foods that are Lebanese and Middle Eastern that are that people don't even realize, like hummus and tabbouleh. Those are things you can find in many regular supermarkets, and people often don't know where what their origins are.
And in addition to that, I guess in the book you talk about these cultural information, correct?
Yeah, I could read a little from the book, it looks like our time is a little bit short. So,
well, we still have 8 minutes if you want to
read something. I'll read a little from the introduction.
Sure.
Many, many generations ago, mothers began passing on to daughters the ways of preparing wonderful food that have made the Lebanese famous throughout the world. Each generation made improvements and additions to the traditions, creating a marvelous, diverse cuisine where one encounters mountain traditions, coastal traditions, village traditions, urban, religious, and seasonal traditions. Within each of these, variations occur from place to place and family to family. In the late 1800s, when my grandmother, Dalel Haj Ghanemi, whom we always called Sitto, was sent as a child to the convent school in her Lebanese mountain village of Douma, she was taken not into the classroom, but into the kitchen to cook. As a result, she didn't learn to read or write. Instead, she became an incredible cook. Alice, my mother, learned the ways of her mother, Dalel, first in Douma and then in Detroit, where the family immigrated in 1926. In 1934, my mother married my father, Elias, who was living in Southern California, thus continuing her westward migration, leaving her Detroit Arab American community and her parents behind. 5 years later, Sitto and Jiddo, my grandfather, joined them in Los Angeles. By the time I was a child, Mother and Sitto had become renowned for their great cooking, and I had the great fortune, as the youngest of five daughters, of being their assistant. Thus began my apprenticeship in our Lebanese kitchen. My primary role as dish dryer and table setter expanded after I begged to roll grape leaves and cabbage rolls, wada enab and malfouf, stuff our special light green summer squash, kusa, and pinch mamouls, Easter cookies. Most of all, I longed to twirl the bread dough high in the air and toss it from arm to arm like Mother did. Despite my pleading, handling those huge rounds of dough was not a possibility. Mama refused to risk its inevitable fall to the floor from the arms of her 10-year-old. Despite this setback, years later, I decided to teach myself. At last, I have mastered a much smaller loaf of bread than the mammoth 20-inch rounds that Mother twirled so effortlessly. Tiny 8-inch rounds nevertheless thrill me as I spin them into the air. They store easily in the freezer and are quickly reheated, enriching our meals with hot bread and great memories. The stacks of fresh khubz markouk, wrapped in slightly dampened towels, steaming from Mama's oven, and the incomparable smell of bread as it bakes, go straight to the essence of my being. A dab of butter and a drizzle of honey on bread hot from the oven is like paradise. This is why I, too, must bake bread. So that's a little piece from the introduction of the cookbook. And one thing I wanted to say that about Lebanese food and Middle Eastern food and about Portland, that George Bush has one thing right when he calls Portland Little Beirut, because there's more Lebanese restaurants per capita in Portland than probably anywhere out of Lebanon.
And they're all connected.
They are. There's a lot of family restaurants. And the thing about connections is there's also, my book is Lebanese recipes, our traditional family recipes, but there's so much connection between our food and Greek food and Turkish food and probably Persian. And, of course, when I was growing up, we called ourselves Syrians because when my mom immigrated, her passport, her papers said Duma, Syria. So we called our bread Syrian bread. And of course, Palestinian recipes are similar. And then, of course, the Israelis have adapted a lot of the recipes. So because we're Eastern Mediterranean, there's even similarities to Greek food with dolmas, which are stuffed grape leaves, and then baklava, which we call in Arabic baklawa. So there's a lot of connections.
Yeah. So do you have any event coming up that we can announce tonight?
An event? Well, there's going to be an Arab festival in Seattle in August, and I plan to be there, and it's at the Seattle Center. And something else that I have wonderful news about, I just was in Seattle for Folklife Festival, which is Memorial Day weekend, and next year the theme of the Folklife Festival is going to be Arabic culture. So that's something to look forward to way down the road next year.
That's great. That's great. Well, again, I'd like to announce the website one more time. It's www.lindasawaya.com, and listeners can go there and order the book, and I highly recommend it. I purchased one actually during the award stock, and it's interesting to have, and next month we're going to have Diana Abu Jaber, and her book actually is The Language of Baklava, and I don't know what's the deal with all these mouth-watering names for the books. And so.
Well, everyone loves food.
Yeah, especially Middle Eastern men, huh?
Yeah. Well, one thing I should say about my book that differentiates it a little bit from some of the other books around is I have recipes for how to cure olives and how to bake Arabic bread. And I also talk about organic and sustainable foods, because, you know, back in the days when my parents were growing up in their village, everything was organic. So.
Okay. Yes, all the listeners, either you go online and order the book and probably get it within a week, or if you are sewing.
Actually, it's not going to be ready from the printer for a few more weeks.
Oh, okay.
But you can go to the website anyway, and you can order a copy now. It just won't be shipped until a little bit later.
Okay. And the book is Alice's Kitchen.
Traditional Lebanese Recipes.
And it's by Linda Sawaya, our local Portlander, the lovely artist. And it was a pleasure to talk to you tonight, Linda.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you, Gudar.
Yeah, and hope we can have more talks about different issues, the cultural issues of the Middle East.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
ملح والزاد ما غزر ولا فات خلاني العزيز وسكن
بغداد. I also want to make an announcement for a forum that's going to happen at Portland State Smith Center Ballroom on June 22nd at 7 p.m. It's an Iraqi Labor Tour 2005 International Solidarity. There are two Iraqi trade union leaders. I will visit the Portland-Vancouver area, and we'll talk to workers, activists, leaders of our community about their struggle in Iraq. So don't forget, on Wednesday, June 22nd at 7 p.m., PSU Smith Center Ballroom with Iraqi labor union leaders. And the last but not least, my own website is www.voicesofthemiddleeast.com. You can go there and check out our previous shows. They are online. And with that, I would turn on the show, the KBOO, to my I guess, reggae bop?
Yes,
all right?
Yes, reggae
bop. Yeah, reggae bop. Good night.